We are absolutely ready and prepared, and the good Lord has been kind.
Mr. Chairman, what's your comment on the reported duplicated voters' particulars in the National Register to be used this Friday?
It's not really a major factor as far as we are concerned. We have actually gone through a very disciplined, critical, thorough analysis of our register to the best that is possible and practical. We have not assured the population that is 100% free from any margin of error. That will be public, but we are very satisfied with what we have.
Did you resolve the issue of some voters not having voters' cards? Won't that be a problem?
No problem. Because of the various challenges we've had, especially with the administration of voters' cards, we're able to secure that in the law, which particularly Parliamentary Elections Act, Section 34, Subsection 3, and Subsection 3A. Subsection 3 provides that if a voter comes to a polling station and has no voter's card, but his particulars or her particulars are fully on the register, the presiding officer or polling assistant should not deny him the right to vote. And Subsection 3A provides that if a voter comes to the polling station and has a voter's card, but his particulars only enlist bio data and no photograph on the register, he or she should be given the propensity to vote. So under the law, we are covered.
When do you expect the results to begin coming in after voting? How soon can people expect the results?
Oh, maybe after 6 hours, around midnight, I should start seeing some flow in. I mean, it's not going to be a small country, but distances are long. However, we have tried to develop an electronic wireless resource transmission system. So we are bound to gain in terms of delivery time. It may be sooner than midnight, the first night.
In Dr. Chigundu, your commission has been under a lot of criticism from the opposition, especially. Are you willing to prove the opposition wrong that their fears were misplaced?
I have already proven to them that really much of it is speculative. I'm doing my best as a human being, and I'll continue to do my best under the circumstances and within the provisions of the law. They are turning around.
Yeah, so should the world expect a free and fair election this time round?
Absolutely, with the maximum cooperation of all stakeholders, because the free and fair election is not delivered by the Electoral Commission alone, but multiple stakeholders. And I've made it clear to all of them, we have more than 21 stakeholders in the process, so each one has a bearing on the quality of the output. So I've thrown the responsibility also to them. But I'm confident we shall have a free and fair election.